Hello, my name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. Throughout this week, we have heard from several devotional speakers as they shared their faith perspective on the theme of love. Today, we conclude on that theme by hearing from Leonard Bolick.
The theme for this week is love. One of my favorite passages in Holy Scripture related to love is the third chapter of St. John, the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but live forever. That was also my father's favorite Scripture passage. In fact, my father used it, that passage, in a very special way. 20 years ago this week, my father passed away, and before he died, he wasn't always able to go to church. And the church where he attended, St. Mark's Lutheran over near Blowing Rock, was so special to him that he actually had a friend to help him build an altar that he placed in our home. And the altar in our home was very similar to the one that was at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. The church was very special. It's where Mother and Dad met, where they went to school together, Sunday school, where they were married, where their only child was baptized. And it was just a very special place. And it was painful for my dad that he couldn't go to church there. And on that altar that looked very much like St. Mark's altar, there were flowers, there were candles, there were words, holy, holy, holy. There was a Kairo, Greek words for Christ, on the altar. And oftentimes there'd be flowers on the altar. And the large Bible that was on the altar was always opened to the book of St. John. And it was the third chapter. And in the third chapter, the 16th verse was underlined. And I said to Dad, why do you have that particular verse underlined, and why is the Bible always opened to John 3:16? And he said, well, son, that particular verse has changed the way I live. And every night before Dad went to bed, he stopped by the altar and read that text and several other texts. One afternoon, Mother and Dad had been to the door, and they came home, and Dad said to Mother, I don't feel very well. I'm going to go up and adjust my oxygen. And on the way to adjust his oxygen, he fell over right in front of that altar that had meant so much to him, right in front of the text, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but live forever. Dad was rushed to the hospital, and the next day he passed away. But before he died, I was able to actually quote for him third chapter of John, 16th verse, talking about God's love. What a wonderful, wonderful text to tell us of how God loves us and how God showed to us God's love through Jesus the Son. The word love is used over 500 times in the Bible. It's just an important part of Scripture. In fact, Scripture is just telling us about God's love for us. The bottom line of Scripture is not telling us what to do, but it's telling us what God has done in Christ. A Swiss theologian, Karl Barth, was asked when he was visiting the University of Chicago by one of the students there, could you summarize for us your understanding of the Christian faith? And Dr. Barth said, sure. And I learned that on my mother's knee, when she sang to me, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Actually, that's one of my favorite hymns, Jesus loves me, this I know. A few years ago, I was in Papua New Guinea, and we were out in the middle of nowhere, out in the bush. We'd actually gotten to this village by way of a dugout log that we floated down to the village. They'd actually never seen white people in this particular village. And we were worshiping about 11 o'clock one night, and we were singing songs. And the one song that we could all sing together was "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So." That's really an interesting hymn. It was written in 1860. Two sisters lived very near West Point, and they never married, and they had had to move in this old farmhouse near West Point because they had come upon some hard times financially. So they were writing poems and songs to make some money. And Susan, one of the sisters, wrote a book, and it was a very popular bestseller, Say and Seal. And in the book, according to the storyline, a little boy, Johnny Fox, was dying. His Sunday school teacher was talking to Johnny and trying to provide comfort. So Johnny Fox read a poem, and as he held Johnny in his arms. Now, Susan said to her sister, Anna, I wonder if you'd write me a poem that I can have the Sunday school teacher to use when he's trying to comfort little Johnny Fox. So Anna wrote, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So." And it was so popular in that book that in 1862 it was set to music. Anna and Susan left their estate, their little farmhouse, to West Point Academy. And they taught Sunday school there for years and years and years. In fact, Anna wrote a song each month for the cadets. And during the Civil War, people on both sides, the North and the South, sang, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." And we're pretty sure that Anna taught President Eisenhower when he was a cadet at West Point. And now, those two sisters, Anna and Susan, are the only two civilians that are actually buried at West Point. They were people of strong faith. The song reminds us of Jesus' love for us. John 3:16 is a powerful reminder of God's love. Listen to it again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but live forever." That means it's not what we do, but it's what God does for us. God created us, loves us now and forever. God's blessings to you in this Advent season.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tomorrow, we will shift from the theme of love to the theme of joy. Join us as we hear from 7 new devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of joy. Until then, God be with you.